This recording, Mississippi 5, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I grew up there, and I moved when I was in my 20s to California. And from California, I lived in Texas for about 20 years, and now I've moved back to California. I can remember growing up in Mississippi. My grandmother had a farm, and she had some chickens, and she didn't like when the chickens would try to sit on the eggs to hatch them. That made her mad. And so she would stake them out. She first would give them a firm spanking, and then she would tie a string around its ankle and tie it to a tree out in the chicken yard, far away from the other chickens, so they would be shamed into letting her gather the eggs without a fight. And I had many memories of growing up on the farm with the animals and her milking the cows. And not that I'd want to live there, but I do have fond memories of growing up in the South. Well, I have 2 sisters, and we talk on a weekly basis. And my mother just passed away last year, so up until then, I would go every year to visit my family. And my husband can tell a difference when my sister calls, as opposed to a friend that calls. It's automatic. The accent becomes more thick when you're talking to someone who's from the South. So I do have contact with my Southern relatives all the time. No, actually, he was a Navy brat, and he grew up in many different places. I met him in Gulfport when we were in high school. And that's when we started dating. So he has picked up some sayings and just the way I say things, just from being with me so long. But he does not have a Southern accent. Well, you know, like if you're not eager to do something, you're not jumping stumps. Just the way of saying, putting the glasses away. Put up the glasses, or... I'm having difficulty remembering some of them right now. It's mm-hmm. just kind of, but when I try not to say them in front of my daughter, because she would say them at school and they wouldn't understand what she'd have to explain herself.